The Midwife of Hope River by Patricia Harmon, read by Anne Whitman. Most of my life I've felt I was dreaming. Now and then I wake up, sometimes for months, sometimes for minutes. I'm a character in a play, and I can't tell if I'm making it up or if a great puppeteer is making me dance. From the Private Diary of Patience Murphy, Midwife, Wild Rose Road, Liberty, West Virginia, USA, 1929 to 1930. Autumn. Chapter 1. Stillbirth.
How long do you think my baby's been dead?
Catherine turns toward me and I can tell she's still crying. 5 days, maybe less, I answer my patient. I heard the heartbeat when I checked you last Friday, and you said the baby moved during church. Shut your eyes now. Try. You need to rest. I place my new leather-bound journal on the maple table, lean my head back and gaze across the dark room. Fire crackles in the blue-tiled fireplace, flickers on the armoire, the canopy of the birth bed and the wallpapered walls. A watery image in the dressing table mirror catches my eye. It's me, a small woman with long auburn hair, a straight nose, and a round chin. Pretty enough, but not beautiful. I'm sitting at the bedside of Mrs. Catherine McIntosh, the wife of William, owner of the McIntosh Consolidated Mines. Yesterday was Black Tuesday. That's what they're calling it. Wall Street fell, and then I had to tell the McIntoshes that their unborn baby was dead.